The Blue Hotel by Stephen Crane is one of the great American short stories. It's set in a small town, Fort Romper, in Nebraska, which brings us to Willa Cather, who also wrote about Nebraska at the same time. And what she said about him was, after he got a notion for a story, months passed before he could get any personal contact with it or feel any potency to handle it. What Crane said about this is the detail of a thing has to filter through my blood and then it comes out like a native product, but it takes forever. These two statements form the core of understanding Stephen Crane's writing in general and specifically with regard to the Blue Hotel. We think you should hear the Blue Hotel first before getting a classic introduction, so we're going to make it an afterword. What you may want to know up front is that Crane wrote a famous book, The Red Badge of Courage, but also two other very good ones. His first, Maggie, A Girl of the Streets, which was revolutionary for the time, and the second, George's Mother, which was also a similar one to Maggie, A Girl of the Streets. The four short stories he is best known for and generally thought to be his best include The Blue Hotel, The Open Boat, which many writers think is the best American short story of all time, The Bride Comes to the Yellow Sky, and The Monster, one of the most interesting of the four. Crane was thought to be the first naturalist writer, someone who thought man was separated from society, but also from God and nature, which distinguished him from earlier American writers, such as Melville.